This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Jonathan Torres of St. Matthew Catholic Church of Charlotte.
When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The Gospel of the Lord.
Yesterday afternoon, Bishop Jugis sent a letter to St. Matthew's concerning the current status of Father Patrick Har. Further, Bishop Jugis has requested that this letter be read at all masses at our parish this weekend. And so I will read the letter in its entirety after Mass, right before the final blessing. In light of the sensitive nature of the letter's contents, I encourage any parents with young children to leave the church after Mass before I begin reading the letter. Now, due to the time spent reading this letter, my homily today will be brief. So lucky you. We heard in our first reading, "The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone." One of the greatest images that Scripture uses for God is that of light. The psalmist today says it plainly, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation." The reason why light is such a powerful image for God is because light is not an object that we can perceive, but rather is that by which we perceive everything. Light brings our world into view and allows us to make sense of reality. Thus, to proclaim that Christ is the light of the world is to say that there is a new way by which to perceive the world. Before the coming of Christ, our world was in darkness. Death marked the end of all things, and therefore all of creation was cast under death's oppressive shadow. Yet now, as Christ has destroyed death and has gained for us everlasting life, Isaiah's words from the first reading ring truer than ever. Again, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in a land of gloom, a light has shone." My brothers and sisters, there's no longer a reason to despair, for we believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. The more firmly we hold to that truth, the more the world around us will be enlightened. Everything we perceive ought to be cast in that new light, the light of Christ. If we do not have hope for the resurrection of the dead, then as the book of Ecclesiastes states, all things are vanity. However, if we hope in a life beyond death, then nothing is vanity. All things have been redeemed, and therefore all things hold immense value. This is what it means to have a Christian worldview, to recognize Christ as the light. For by him we see the world differently.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.